we actually got to an award. And so this contract was awarded as a part of the DHS-wide Eagle contract. It has a value of $489 million, one base year and four option years. And it's basically providing the IT infrastructure capabilities to support TSA's mission of keeping the public safe. So this really is our major infrastructure contract that's providing our network services across TSA, not just for headquarters, but for all of the airports as well as our international sites. The ITIP procurement started before I came on board at TSA. So when I came on board, I picked it up as the new CIO, and the contract was awarded in September of last year, 2009. It was protested, and in January, GAO ruled in favor of the two protesting offerors, and as a result, made some recommendations to TSA. We accepted those recommendations. We've gone about the last few months to implement those recommendations, and as a part of that, continue with the procurement process.
Obviously, and this was protested even before this initial protest back in September 2009. You guys have gone through so much to get this done. Give me the sense when you finally got this done. I know that it's still open potentially for a protest again, but let's talk a little bit about the relief you feel. I mean, do you feel like finally we can get this started, we can make some changes and improve the TSA infrastructure?
Yeah, this is a very important contract when it comes to the TSA mission. And as the CIO and Assistant Administrator for Information Technology, very glad that we've actually gotten to this point. And I'm looking forward to moving forward because I think it's going to really make a difference and it's going to be important to continuing to support the TSA mission. But I look at my position from the position of how do I support the mission, not just from a technology standpoint. So this is very, very important to the TSA mission.
Can you offer some details on what maybe some of the biggest changes that you hope to get from this contract? Is it newer technology? Is it just a different way of doing business? Give us some idea of some of the benefits that you're looking forward toward.
I really cannot get into the details right now as we are still going through the last part of the procurement process, but I believe it's the capabilities that come with this contract will really help to move the TSA mission forward, and that's what I'm always looking for. How can we use technology to better enable the TSA mission?
All right, so now the contract's awarded finally. What comes next? Obviously, there's some time here that we have to wait in case there's another protest followed, which I know you can't comment on, but what comes next? What's going to happen over the next few months? When do we start seeing some changes in TSA's infrastructure?
Now that the contract has been awarded, I'm really looking forward to all the things we're going to be able to do that we have not been able to do over the past 2 years. There's still some time that we need to work through the rest of the acquisition process, and we will be continuing to plan for the transition during this period of time. And I'm just looking forward to getting through the transition time, going from one vendor to the next vendor, and then just being able to start to take advantage of some of the capabilities that will be offered as a result of that.
And I'm sure that the fact that this is now hopefully off your plate in terms of the contracting piece, this is really when you can hopefully that it will make a difference for TSA more broadly. Are there other procurements, other contracts that vendors should look out for, or is this the one, this was the real big one that you guys were really spending a lot of your time on?
Well, this is our largest IT contract for the entire TSA organization. We still have other contracting activities that are going on as well, but getting this one in place was extremely critical to our mission. And so this is the big one, but there are lots of other things that we need support from our contractor community.